So to have Stu to come onto our podcast and tell us their side of the events and everything that happened there and how they didn't have a clue. Like, loads of people thought, oh, well, they must have known. And it's like, he tells us, basically, he tells a story on the podcast about a time Ian missed a Warped Tour gig, right? So when you're doing Warped Tour, you get given a random time of day, you're on for half hour, get over with, carry on with your life, right? Yeah. He missed one of their gigs, right? Because he was fucking busy doing something, probably being a cunt somewhere. And he turned up late, he missed the gig, and Stu battered him with a can of Monster, right? Until he had two black eyes, right, Ian, right? That was for missing a gig, right? One gig that didn't fucking matter, right? If you think that anybody else in that band, right, and they've all got kids, if anybody else in Lost Prophets knew what Ian was doing, they beat him up for missing a 30-minute gig. I can't stress this enough. Like, they beat him up for a 30-minute gig. Imagine if they found out the fucking terrible crimes they were doing. He was fucking doing, you know, and he was about to ruin their fucking career. Like, they would have turned him into a fucking dust. Like, they would have fucking pulled his head off. So yeah, he got to like say they aside, and a lot of people then came out of the woodwork to us and were like, thank you very much for doing that. I kind of wanted to know what Lost Prophet's side of the story was, you know, everybody else in the band's side of the story was, and because they were a big fan or whatever. And the fact that we were trying to make Lost Prophet's not a dirty word anymore.
I think that's really important, man, because it is something that people don't want to talk about. Yeah. People are scared to fucking say it. Obviously, yeah, you can't fucking play it in a club or anything. Yeah. Like, the amount of shit you'd get would be mega. But obviously, there were those other guys in the band, and they had their lives fucking ruined for something they didn't do.
Yeah.
That's so fucking shit.
It's awful. It's awful. And they are the problem was, if they were a band of cunts, I wouldn't care. But they weren't.
Yeah.
Like, the other five are fucking, to my grave, they'll be like five of my brothers. Five of my bigger brothers, because they're the reason I got into fucking music, they're the reason I wanted to make music, the reason I wanted to play music. And then I saw, like, seeing them live, I was like, I can run about and spit and jump on people's heads. This is amazing. Like, I want this for me. And then they took me around the world. Like, I went to Australia and Japan with them. And yeah, the rest of them are fucking the five nicest people in the world. If I won a lot, if I won 100 million, I would give them, none of them would ever have to worry about money ever again, because I love them so, so, so much. And they did so much for all rock, British rock, just metal, new metal, everything in our scene. Like, all the bands that we know and love now from our scene wouldn't have existed without them. And I think people need to keep that in mind when they're talking shit about them. It was one cunt who did this fucking disgusting, awful, awful crime, and he should have been hung for it. Sadly, he wasn't. But there's five other people in our band who've all got family, who've all got friends, they were just about to sign a massive deal again, right? Like, they were meant to have money back.
They were fucking up there, weren't they? Like,
they were meant to just, not long after he got arrested, they were meant to sign a deal that got them publishing for a big album, I think, that was going to be, you know, enough to set them up for the next couple of years or whatever. Taken away. It's just gone. And it's gone from all five, it's gone from the five of them. Not just him. It's gone from that band and their families, and that makes me sick. That makes me more upset than anything, is because they're all literally, couldn't have been nicer five. Couldn't have happened to nicer five people. Yeah. Like, they're fucking the best.
It devalued everything they'd ever
achieved. Ever. Legacy, gone.
They with their new bands, can't promote the fact that they were in Lost Prophets.
No.
Because people just give them shit for promoting it.
It seems that way. But that's the thing. Like, that's what I'm trying to do, is like, I'm trying to make it so it's not a dirty word. So, you know, unless it says Ian Watkins of Lost Prophets, if it just says Lost Prophets, it doesn't, you know, it's not referring to him. You know, it doesn't have to refer to him directly. But yeah, it's just, I just fucking wish I could somehow magic this all away from, like, it's awful. And but yeah, I'm just, so yeah, episode 54 of Sapnin was very interesting, and it was good, because I don't think I'd seen Stu since Ian had been arrested. So, like, I hadn't seen him since they'd gone away. And I know Lee apparently smashed his gold and platinum discs up and stuff. Because what can you do with them? You can't have them anyway. You can't put them up in your house because people will always question them. And then they've all got young families as well who, you know, they were all children at the time as well. So, you know, if you had a gold disc up in your house and you've never mentioned to your kid what it was for, and then all of a sudden they're asking, oh, what's that for, Dad? Oh, and it's in a band. And then, you know, it's spiral. You know, the kid goes, oh, well, why are you not? And here it is. And it's just, it's fucking awful what happened to them. And yeah, I fucking hate it. But yeah, episode 54 is probably my favorite episode of Sampling Podcast.
Well, at least I've got someone that's got the fucking balls to talk about it.
But yeah.
Because most people right now don't.
Yeah. Like,
the average fucking person now is an absolute fucking pussy.
Yeah.
That goes along with whatever sounds nice on social media and doesn't question fucking anything.
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah. And that's what I saw with Lost Prophets, is I would just see their name getting fucking dragged in the mud all the time. And I'm like, talking about some of my friends, like, then that's, that. I wouldn't have anything. I wouldn't have anything if it wasn't for Lost Prophets. So I will always try and fucking have their backs. As long as they don't commit absolutely terrible, heinous crimes.
That's the caveat.
Yeah. Hey, my friends, we can be friends forever as long as you don't do something fucking mentally terrible, you mad bastards.